This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the goods and services tax GST changes as a next generation reform that will boost India's economy and relieve the middle class, youth and consumers across the country. In his address to the nation yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said the new GST rates are not just a tax cut but a GST saving festival that will reduce the cost of daily essentials and boost consumption driven growth. He added that the country is taking an important step towards Atmanirbhar Bharat with the implementation of this new tax reform. The new GST rates come into effect from today. Mr. Modi said that nation's growth story will be changed with these reforms, and youth, neo-middle class, farmers, women, shopkeepers, traders and entrepreneurs will greatly benefit from this Bajat Utsav. Prime Minister called for every household to become a symbol of Swadeshi and every shop to be adorned with indigenous goods.
हम वो सामान खरीदें जो मेड इन इंडिया हो, जिसमें हमारे देश के नौजवानों की मेहनत लगी हो. हमें हर घर को स्वदेशी का प्रतीक बनाना है, हर दुकान को स्वदेशी से सजाना है. गर्व से कहो ये स्वदेशी है, गर्व से कहो मैं स्वदेशी खरीदता हूँ, मैं स्वदेशी सामान की बिक्री भी करता हूँ. ये हर भारतीय का मिजाज बनना चाहिए. जब ये होगा तो भारत तेजी से विकसित होगा. सभी राज्य सरकारों से भी आग्रह, आत्मनिर्भर भारत के इस अभियान के साथ, स्वदेशी के इस अभियान के साथ अपने राज्यों में मैन्युफैक्चरिंग को गति दे.
Prime Minister Modi will visit Arunachal Pradesh today. He will lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over Rs 5,000 crore at Itanagar. During his visit, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for two major hydroelectric power projects worth over Rs 3,700 crore and 10 other infrastructure projects worth 1,291 crore. The hydroelectric projects include the 186 megawatt Tato Hydroelectric Project and the 240 megawatt Hio Hydroelectric Project, both located in Shiomi District. These initiatives will significantly enhance the state's power generation capacity and contribute to local development. Mr. Modi will also interact with local taxpayers, traders and industry representatives to discuss the impact of the recent GST rate rationalization. The 9-day-long Navratri festival begins today. Navratri, which means 9 nights in Sanskrit, is dedicated to the worship of goddess Durga and her 9 avatars, collectively known as Navdurga. Hindus observe 4 Navratris throughout the year, but only 2, Shardya Navratri and Chaitra Navratri, are widely celebrated as they coincide with the changing of the seasons. This festival will conclude with Dashera, the day which marks the victory of Lord Ram over Ravan. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Odisha today. Similar conditions are expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. According to IMD, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, North Interior Karnataka, Telangana and West Madhya Pradesh will also witness heavy rainfall tomorrow. The Weather Department has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over Jharkhand, Andaman Nicobar Islands and coastal Andhra Pradesh. The Met Department has also said that isolated heavy rainfall will continue over northeast parts of the country during the next 3 days. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a warning to the United Kingdom, Canada and Australia after the 3 countries recognized Palestinian state and accused them of rewarding terrorism. In his statement, the Israeli PM further stated that there will be no Palestinian state to the west of the Jordan River. India crushed Pakistan by 6 wickets in the Super 4 stage of the Asia Cup 2025 at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. Chasing a competitive 172, the men in blue romped home with 7 balls to spare, powered by blistering century stand between openers Abhishek Sharma and Shubman Gill. And that is the end of this news bulletin.